peace is the greatest healer on earth. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Peace is the greatest healer on earth. We look around ourselves and we see confusion, we see problems, we see the world in turmoil. And the world is always in turmoil because the world is always evolving, involving, revealing itself. The tectonic layers of the earth are sliding back and forth ever so minutely small time, and over a large time they completely change the surface of the earth. They completely inundate whatever was there and upload new and beautiful possibilities. Well, this is what's going on right now, as it always is. And here on earth we are looking around, we're saying, oh goodness, the effect that's going on there is so terrible. We have the warming effect, and it's causing the atmosphere to change and causing the glaciers to melt and causing all these things. And we have all of the problems that are going on, feeding the nations of the world that are living with less food and giving them perfect water, even though the majority of the earth is water, and giving them enough water that can give them satisfaction and perfection. Oh my. We worry about these things and and that's fine. That's fine. Because when I was a child, I lived in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, suburb of Milwaukee, and as I lived there, it was still a very simple community. We didn't think of it that way. But I would walk 2 or 3 blocks and I'd be outside the city limits. I'd walk two blocks down to the river, and the river was undeveloped. It was a totally beautiful, undeveloped area, and it was lovely to go down and play cowboy and Indian and do all the things that were there. And little by little, they built houses around there. And pretty soon, the city reached out and out, farther and farther, until today, where we used to play and where we used to walk and where we used to ride our bikes, is houses and houses and houses and apartments and people. And there's always the opportunity for these people to be served and met. And they put down their wells and their pipes and they bring up water to service the needs of the people. And the people water their grounds and water their plants and water themselves and shower and wash the dishes and do all the things. And then the water returns down into the earth. And when it returns into the earth, it's repurified and then brought up again by the wells and used again and again. Now this is what's going on all over the earth. All over the earth we are taking our non-renewable things that we use, like trees and so forth and coal and what have you, and we use them, and then we think, what are we going to do? And yet we go into our lumber companies and buy wood for our houses, or we build houses of wood and other materials, and we go into our stores and we see trees that are available to buy in the nursery, and we plant them in our yards and we water them, and we have all sorts of worries. Now, what is going to happen to the world? What is going to happen? There's a recession, and there's an economic slump, and there's this. Well, as we view these things, and as we name these things, and claim these things, we experience these things. Now, other people, at the same time that people are enjoying a limited amount of money, other people are enjoying an unlimited amount of money. They're taking their entrepreneurial ideas, they're taking their imagination, and they're letting it be a blessing to them, and they are becoming exceedingly rich. Not just rich, exceedingly. If we were to look at the face of the earth, and we were to count the people on the earth, and we come to some near 7 billion people, we'd find that these 7 billion people are doing quite nicely. They are eating, they are living, they are doing their jobs, they are doing whatever pleases them, and the majority, the supermajority, are all doing quite well. there is a minority of these people who are going another direction because that's their choice. They choose to be in limitation, choose to not have things come their way. And as long as they choose that, that's what they experience. And you and many others will look at the world and say, well, it's not their fault. This is the government. This is this. Well, name it and claim it. We have seen, and we will see how it works out, because it's going to work out great. We have seen a man who has won the hearts of the world called Obama. He's a man who should not have won the hearts of America because he had a lot of things going against him. But he had something going for him that is a magic, that if every one of us had going for us, it'd be magic for us too. He believes in himself. He believes in his own ability to understand and to work with circumstances and bring about results that please him. He does not look at the problems. He looks at the solutions. He does not look at the world in decline. He looks at the world in its continual ebb and flow, moving forward, always moving forward, always moving upward and always moving outward. And he is doing things that the rest of the world delights in and magics him. And he is going from country to country saying, let's work together for peace on earth. Let's work together for mutual oneness and mutual enjoyment of all the benefits that the earth has to offer us. And the people are saying, wow, what a different approach. What a different approach from the sad sack who says we got problems to someone who says, let's work on solutions. We got a world of solutions. Let's work on them. Let's enjoy them. Let's put them forth. And you know, I often use this as a reference. If you take all the prisons on the face of the earth and all the people who are prisoners in it, you would have such a tiny, tiny fraction of the total amount of population that it would be just infinitesimal. Again, you take the people who are sick and the people who are in hospitals, and you take all of them and add them together, and they don't even come to 1% of the world's population. There's such a tiny amount of people. And you take the people who are starving on the face of the earth, the people who do not have good drinking water and good water to use for all their other purposes, and that too is such a tiny percent of the total population. Now, do you think that the rest of the population who's not having that problem can put their thinking caps on and come up with some thought that's going to be beneficial for the world and its minority problems? And truly, they're not only minority, but they're super minority. Now, I'm not trying to say this by belittling them. They are real problems to everyone who is experiencing them. They are very real, and they are problems that need to be faced. They need to be brought forth to their solution. Now, the best way for an entrepreneur to be successful is to believe in himself, to believe in everything that he's doing, to believe in everything that he is creating and bringing forth out of his consciousness. And this is also true for everyone. The best way to have success in life is to believe in yourself. The best way to have perfect water is to believe the perfect water is there. My friends in Nigeria, in Oweri, the Agabwas, they have a beautiful home, and they're surrounded by hovel homes in the jungle, homes with dirt floors and no windows, no glass in their windows, and of course they don't need it. The temperature is 87 night and day virtually, and they don't need it. But the thing is, that's what they have. Now, the Agabwas have a home, and they have glass in their windows, and they have everything quite lovely. Well, they live in the jungle, which is not the surface water is quite near the surface. And so they go down 5-10 feet, they're in the water, and they went down quite a distance and brought up well water, which was beautiful, drinkable well water, perfectly acceptable by all tests. And then, even that, they wanted to purify to make sure it was pure. Well, the other day they were finding they needed more water for their fish ponds. They built some fish ponds in their backyard, and they're raising fish to feed themselves. And so they wanted to have more water. So they put down a deeper well. And they put this well down beneath the various strata layers and into the purification water layers. So the water is so pure, it's like the most beautiful spring water anyone could ever tap as it comes off the mountainside. Pure, beautiful, wonderful. But people don't believe in it. The water comes up out of this well, and it is pure and beautiful. It is chemically and medically and whatever tests are put to it, acceptable and pure. Not acceptable, but very pure and very good. But they are reluctant to drink it because they have never drunk water that they brought up from the ground just the way it came. Their neighbors do and have. The world around them does and has, because that's the only water they have. And they live quite comfortably. But now with this deeper well, the water is even more pure, more wonderful. But are they appreciating it for what it is, or are they saying, yeah, we have it, but, you know, no. Are they reaching out to themselves and saying, this is our pure water? Are they blessing that water and saying, that water is fantastic, glorious, wonderful? Or are they saying, well, we still better boil our water, we still better do whatever we do? You see, we are so reluctant to give up our old habits, our old ways of doing things, that even when we have the pure mountain spring water, we want to boil it first to make sure that it's pure. Scientists in America have reported checking on wells all over the United States and on city water all over the United States, that the city water is more pure than the water that is bought in bottles. And the water that is bought in bottles is rife from its various benefits, that many of the minerals and content of the water has been siphoned away, distilled away, taken away, until the water is just water, and it is no longer that pure, beautiful water that has strengthened, nourished, and encouraged the human body into its magnificence. Now, we know this, and still we go out and buy bottled water. We know this, and still we are fearful of drinking our own water. We know this, and still we have a problem. This is why all the world has its great ups and great downs and great ups and great downs instead of having a smooth undulating path. The world can have a smooth undulating path of harmony and peace and right action where we don't have large numbers of people without. For wherever we have people without, instead of going in there and messing up for them, we can go in and drill them a well. But then we have to give them power with which to pump the water out. Oh, pumping artesian wells, that's not unusual. This is something that they have found in Nigeria, because the water pressure is so great down below that it forces the water out by artesian factor, and the water is always pouring wonderfully and beautifully, and then siphoning back down into the ground again, as it always does. So, rather than worry about the world's problems, worry about the problems in our own life, in our own world. Worry about our finances, worry about our health, worry about the water we drink and the food we eat and the governments that we have. If we were to begin saying, our nation has the finest legislators in the world, guided by Obama now, they will reach out to the apparent impossible and bring forth the majesty of all that is good and beautiful. If we were to say, we are surrounded by abundance everywhere, with abundance of food, abundance of good health, abundance of water, abundance of sunlight, and abundance of wind and rain, abundance of every good thing. We are being encouraged these days to look into windmills to create electricity for ourselves. We're looking at the solar panels to bring electricity and power into our homes. We have a neighbor who has just finished putting in his solar program, and he had it done by a major company, and it's quite nicely done. And he, his electricity taps back into the main lines when it, when he's got more than he needs, but his solar and his wind generated electricity provide enough electricity for him to heat his swimming pool outdoors to 90 degrees year round, to heat the water in the house, to cook with, to run all the electrical gadgets that he could imagine, to do everything he wants done, and it doesn't cost him one penny except the investment he made in the equipment. Now, if he were a public organization like a school, and he were generating this electricity for itself, then whatever excess electricity he would create, he would sell back to the electric company. And as one school in Alpine is doing, they're selling back to the electric company excess electricity they produce on their many solar panels, and they're making something like $1 million a month on the return of selling that electricity to the electric company. Of course, the electric company is making a greater, even greater benefit from it, because though they pay $1 million, they're getting, so to speak, $2 or $3 million worth of electricity. Now, nobody's losing. Everybody's gaining. Now, this man, he just moved into the neighborhood a short time ago. He just built a modular home a short time ago. He just put his electrical system in a short time ago. But today, he's living in the abundance of his planning. And of course, he's a man of great perspicacity and great concern for his fellow man. And what he plans to do is to retire in a short time. And when he retires, he's going down to the peoples in South America, and he's going to work with them on building power generating plants for themselves at a very reasonable price that is going to allow them to have power and to have generated electricity for their homes and for their wells and for everything that they do in a much more beneficial way than it is today. In Nigeria, the people are struggling with their nation's power generating system. It's not quite adequate to do what it is supposed to do. And it hasn't been upgraded the way it should be, but they're working on it. So the electricity is on from 2 to 4 in the morning, and the rest of the day it's not on. And of course they cannot use it for keeping up their frozen foods and their refrigerators and other things that need to have constant current. But this too shall pass. So I teach the people there to say, we have the finest legislators in the world here in Nigeria. In Nigeria, we have the finest legislators in the world. And again, I say to say it. And I say in the United States, we do have the finest legislators in the world here in the United States. The most apt, the most capable, the most competent, the most wonderful, the most far-seeing, the most imaginative, the most creative legislators in the world. That's why the United States of America is one of the great nations of the world, because of our legislators, because of the people behind the legislators who encourage the legislators to reach out to the impossible, to reach out to goals that other countries just wish they could think about. We're doing it, and we always will be doing it, because whether we have an up or down, we are always creative, we are always imaginative, we are always living on the edge of the crust, having the time of our life, being excited by the magic that goes on around us and in us and through us in ways that the rest of the world looks on and says, wow, they want to be just like us. But the thing is, we live in the now. Many other countries on earth live in their past. Their past is revered. They revere their past. They talk about their past. They maintain their past. In Switzerland, you cannot remodel a building on the outside. You got to maintain the original looks of the country buildings, and then you can remodel it on the inside. Well, that one day will go. Not that it's bad, but one day it'll go, because as people live in the now, they don't need to refer themselves to the past. They don't need to refer themselves to bygone days, but they're living in the now, in the day of abundance of everything, abundance of food, abundance of water, abundance of health, abundance of wealth, abundance of everything. Because we do have the finest legislators in the world guiding our destiny into the allness that it is, and how great it is, and how great it is that rather than problems, we have solutions in our world. And rather than looking at the few who are not experiencing the allness, we look at the majority who are experiencing the allness. And by being lifted up by looking at those who are experiencing the allness, all else is lifted up unto that higher level of expression. Turn your attention there today too. I know you are, that's why you're listening to me. Turn your attention there today and enjoy that being lifted up. It is quite wonderful. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.